on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of James Madison Dukes, Lou Rowe. Good morning, Coach Rowe.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. Before we talk about your week, giving all the coaches the opportunity this morning to speak on behalf of players from your team who you feel are worthy of some all-conference recognition. So I'll turn it over to you to talk about some of your guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have two guys. First, Jackson Kent, obviously, he's leading us in scoring. Really picked up his play. We worked on a lot of stuff once I got here on ball handling, and, you know, he was kind of more of a shooter. We worked on ball handling, and I continued to stress, you know, in pre-practice, we do a ton of ball handling. And I think he was the main guy who was really receptive to it and really bought into it. And so he's gotten better at finishing around the rim, and he's worked really hard. And throughout the season, he's continued to get better. And as we went into conference, he's our guy. He's the guy that we kind of count on to be our scorer, and he's the guy that most people focus on. You know, he's averaging 16 a game, 15.9, and, shooting, like 48% from the floor and 38% from three. So he's had a really good year, and especially a really good conference, and just been the thing that I like most about it, and both guys that I'm going to talk about, is that, like, obviously Shakir Brown was preseason second team all league, and Yohani was third team all league. Those were the guys that everybody expected to be the guys, and obviously Shaq's had an up and down season, and we lost Yohani, even though he was starting to play better, and starting to play really well actually. And so the two guys that have had the best year for me and have been the most consistent, like two guys that have worked really hard and bought in and just continue to get better and better and better and grow in my eyes. And obviously that's Jackson, like I said, and then Paulie Asakas, who's in league play, is averaging right around 12, and shooting 56%. He jumped in as a starter, kind of gave us a spark. We were starting Yohani, and Yohani was battling some injuries early on, and so we said, you know what, we're just going to start Paul, and he just buys in. He works really hard every day, and just a good kid and good young man. I'm glad to see him having the kind of success that he's having, but he's averaging 12 points a game, you know, in league, and just been really, really solid for it. He's our leader. He's our go-to guy in the post, and all of it was just kind of unexpected, which makes me so proud and happy for both of those guys that they were obviously overlooked early on, and I think their play has resonated, so, you know, spoken for itself and allowed them to get some attention, and I hope they continue to get that attention and get some notoriety for on one of the teams in the league.
All right. Thanks very much for that. You guys, a 1-1 week, two hard-fought games, an overtime win against William and Mary at home, and then a close loss up at Towson on Saturday. Just sort of give me your views on those two games last week.
Well, the game against William and Mary was really hard fought. We, we had a lead, and they, you know, like they do, continued to battle. The pace was, you know, really high, and I think we wound up, you know, in overtime, wound up scoring 95, which is not our style of game. You know, more their style of game. We really had to fight and battle in the end, and. You know, we've played so many close games, and actually learning how to close out a game is something that we're constantly battling, and for it to go to overtime, and, you know, we had just lost a game to Delaware, kind of really similar to that, you know. It didn't go to overtime, but they won a game at the end, and we were up, and so I was worried, and I looked in the guy's eyes at once it went to overtime, and I just was like, you know, we're not going to win this. We're going to find a way. We're not going to lose this game. We're going to find a way to win it. And so I was really happy for the guys that they fought it out and made some plays in the overtime. And then again, a quick turnaround going to Towson, who's you know, extremely hot right now, playing really well, and just trying to battle it. I thought we competed really well the first 10 minutes, and then the last maybe, you know, 8 to 10 minutes of the first half, they went on a 15-2 run, which really bared us. And other than that, we're on the line down five towards the end of the game and miss two free throws. They come down and hit a three. And again, that's the kind of, so, you know, to win a game, you got, especially on the road against a hot team like Towson, you got to make those plays. You got to make the free throws. You got to continue to make the plays. But I thought that we fought and competed, you know, against a really, really good team on their home court, and just, you know, there's an 8 to 10 minute lull where we, you know, weren't as focused and weren't as disciplined and gave up some offensive rebounds and some runouts, and that kind of buried us in that game.
An immediate question, Q, if you'll get that for us, possible.
Okay, your first question is from Josh Wallfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Mel. How are you?
I'm doing good, Josh. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
We'll start with Tom here. Obviously came back and seemed to look probably as good as I've seen him in the past month at Towson. How did he, react after the game, and how is he feeling right now?
He's okay. He's about the same as before the Towson game. I wish I could actually get him some rest and shut him down and have him at full strength for the tournament. But he's continuing to get better, and, you know, he's playing. He wants to play. He's a tough guy, and he wants to play. So, you know, we get him as much rest as we can between the games and as much rehab. And he did. He did look good. He was moving a little better. Again, still not at 100%. He's not where I would like him to be, but this is probably where he's going to be the rest of the season.
I'm going to bug you again about the bye for the CAA tournament.
Yes, sir.
In this sense, I mean, you talk about it. Obviously, Tom's playing tough. Jackson's playing heavy minutes. Yvonne is, in theory, playing heavy minutes. Paulie's playing heavy minutes. Joey's playing heavy minutes. How much of a benefit for you guys would it be to only have to play three games to win the CAA tournament as opposed to having to play that fourth game on Friday?
Well, I mean, when you word it that way, obviously it's a benefit, but it's not something that we're in the position that we're in. And again, we've talked about this at length, and it's, you know, we lost a lot of really close games, and you know, so we've put ourselves in the position that we're in now. And I'm not a guy that cries over spilled milk. This is where we're at, and I'm focused on the challenge of, honestly, like you say, you got to laugh when I say this to you, Josh, but we're focused on the game on Thursday, and you know, we got to continue to try to get better and find ways to win games. And whether we play in that game on Friday or Saturday in the tournament, we got to figure out a way to win that game. So pretty simplistic. And again, we're in this situation. We're where we are in the standings, and you know, we got to go play on Thursday.
And Tally, asking about Thursday, obviously you guys opened CAA play with a nice win over Drexel at the Convo. How would you judge where you guys are at now compared to where you guys were on New Year's Eve when you opened CAA play against Drexel?
Well, we've also talked about this quite a bit, and it's kind of interesting. I've heard all the coaches talking about how long ago some of these games feel. And you know, playing Towson on Saturday, if it doesn't feel anything, they are a much different team, and we're a much different team. And, you know, and it's the same with Drexel. We almost feel like we've played maybe three different seasons with three different teams. The first part of the season, we were playing, you know, kind of a certain way and had some guys that we were kind of trying to go to. And I think right around Christmas, we switched it. Paulie got inserted into the starting lineup. You know, Yohani rested all those games and then came back, and he was fine coming off the bench. We had a nice rotation. So that was like the second team. And once Yohani went down and Tom went down, we've kind of had to change some stuff again. And so we're just a different team now than we were then, and we're trying to get back to being as solid defensively as we were then, and it's a work in progress. Trying to get scouts down and make sure guys are disciplined, know where they're supposed to be, and have, you know, we had such a deeper rotation then, and so I feel like we're a much different team now, but still working and still trying to figure out how to be the best this team that we have now can be.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you in hour.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Lou, thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.